Welcome to another exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, Senior Site Editor of SearchDataManagement.com. So by now, I'm guessing you've heard about Master Data Management, aka MDM, and how the discipline helps companies better manage and leverage data. So here's an MDM story about a company with a lot of data, the Nielsen Company. Now, far beyond those set-top boxes we think of when we hear the Nielsen name, measuring how many people are watching a TV show on any given night, the company tracks many, many metrics across many, many industries. This means they have a lot of data, but also a lot of opportunity. In this podcast, we're going to hear more about how and why Nielsen is using MDM to connect and leverage the many data points it tracks. We'll learn a bit more about how the team is approaching the project internally and what sort of unique opportunities and challenges Nielsen is facing with MDM. For all of this insight, I talked to Scott Taylor, Executive Vice President of Nielsen Links at the Nielsen Company. He is currently driving its external efforts to develop a service in the MDM space under the Nielsen Links banner. How did he get this honor? Well, Scott led the creation of TD Links, Nielsen's location master data business. His strategy successfully secured TD Links as an industry-accepted standard for location information management, customer master coding, data integration, and communications for consumer packaged goods manufacturers, beverage, alcohol suppliers, and the companies that serve them. Also, Scott is a regular participant and speaker at industry conferences, seminars, and user groups. So when he was here in the Boston area, he visited our podcast studio here to tell us more about the MDM story at Nielsen. Welcome, Scott.
Delighted to be here.
So I think most of us have heard of Nielsen and the old TV rating systems, but I think maybe only in sort of a limited way. Can you tell us a bit more about all of the different things that Nielsen does and specifically what your group does?
Sure, absolutely. A lot of people have heard of Nielsen, and most of them do know it as the Nielsen ratings, but as I explain to my family, Nielsen is the world's largest counter of things. So we track all sorts of stuff, not just the TV ratings. Huge business on the consumer side tracks scanner data, which is the retail measurement data of product movement through supermarkets. That's a big part of the business. We have Billboard magazine, the Billboard Top 100 is part of Nielsen.
Oh, cool.
Hollywood Reporter. We're one of the biggest trade publishing and convention conference companies. We track radio airplay, advertising expenditures, and we do this retail measurement in about 92 countries, and we do advertising expenditure about 50 countries. So we're truly global, but we count all sorts of stuff.
And so you have a lot of data, I'd imagine.
Yes, we have tons and tons of data.
And so tell me a little bit about Nielsen Links. What is that?
So Nielsen Links is our commercialization of our internal MDM master data management initiative. So what happened was we got a new CEO about a year and a half ago who came in and really ripped the place apart. His name is Dave Calhoun. He came from GE, and he's done a tremendous job just reshaping the company. And he reshaped it around these three basic principles of being open and simple and integrated, and we were absolutely closed and siloed and complicated, any way you looked at it. And our clients knew that, and we knew that. We were really struggling to pull stuff together. So just like you said, a lot of our clients realized, yeah, we sure have a lot of data, but what would be nice is if this stuff could fit together better. And I'm having a lot of trouble myself as a client pulling all this stuff together, and I've got 13 people from Nielsen calling on me and all sorts of stuff like that.
So what kinds of data were they trying? Were they having trouble sort of fitting together?
Well, they'd have their basic, let's say they were a marketer, and they had advertising expenditure data, and they had retail measurement data, and they wanted to link those two together. I put all this money into TV. How much product did I move? So pretty simple stuff conceptually, but the data didn't really fit together. So he created this developmental group called Nielsen Connect. And what our job is to try and find ways to make this stuff fit together. Internally, and this is where kind of the Nielsen Links idea came in, we had to start to pull our own data and make it more integratable, just from a pure technical data layout perspective. We've got 15 different versions of Coca-Cola in the 15 different products that we have that track Coca-Cola. We need one golden record for Coca-Cola. We didn't have that. So from my perspective, I thought, all right, if we start to build this MDM solution inside and we put a little voice of the marketplace in it, then our clients might want to buy that from us instead of doing it themselves once we're done.
Interesting. So I think you answered the question when and how the idea formed for this MDM program. It's about a year ago this all started?
Well, I had built what became an MDM solution for Nielsen for retail locations, for store locations, for about 10 years. And it also had the Lynx name to it. And what we did was we counted stores. So just back to this, we're the world's largest counter of things. We had a file, and still do, a database of all the retail locations in the U.S. And it used to be kind of a nice reporting tool, but then we realized in repositioning it, if we went toward the IT community and toward the system providers and actually made this more of a reference or master data solution instead of just a static reporting database, we might get somewhere. And it changed the whole complexion of the business.
And so is that how it went from sort of being this internal thing to being something you could also productize? And
it was. I mean, the initial the start of that particular database for stores, again, I said we publish a lot of trade magazines. We publish Progressive Grocer magazine, which is a magazine that goes to all of the store managers in the supermarket trade in the U.S. So somebody realized if we send a magazine to every store manager in the country, we actually have a list of every store in the country. And that's how the database was born. So we took this list, turned it into a database, began to match people's versions, internal versions of this data to ours, and created this MDM solution. When Dave Calhoun saw this idea, he said, "What else could you do with it?" And we said, "We think we could do this for everything else, everywhere else." So the idea was expand it from just retail locations in the U.S., and expanded out to other retail locations abroad. So we're working on China, we've got Europe, Australia, all the places that Nielsen already is already. And then do the same thing for media and for brands and for entertainment properties as well. All the stuff Nielsen tracks already.
Cool. So just let's get in a little bit more to the offering that you're working on. How, it sounds like you're starting with the retail data. And how will this service work? Who will use it? How will it help them? What will it be? What will people be buying from you?
That's a great question. So if you look at the basic Nielsen client base today, there are marketers, there's retailers, there's media, and there's agencies. And that's the client base we're going after with this.
Marketers, retailers, and agencies.
Marketers, retailers, agencies, and the media.
Okay.
And both the media from the broadcast and radio and publishing side, but also from the entertainment perspective, too. A lot of them are the same company. So taking a look at their, what do they have internally? What kind of customers do they track? What kind of vendors do they have? What kind of content do they try and maintain? How do they track and code and try and integrate that data today? Same things that we're tracking internally at Nielsen. And go to them and say, you know what, you can start to outsource some of that master file maintenance to us. So what we're going to do is create these market masters, as we call them, around brands, around media, around locations, and around entertainment. Maintain them internally, because we're doing this anyway. Have this golden record for each location or piece of media or brand. Then go to our clients and say, start to send us your legacy files, your customer masters, all these different data they've got in all their internal systems. We'll take it. We'll match it against ours. We'll code it with what we call a Nielsen Lynx number, which will be a unique identifier that will kind of identify each of these entities in our database and then any other database that's linked to it on our client side, and send them back a translation table that says, here's our number and here's your number. So one thing we learned is everybody's got a number. Every system's got a number. Every entity's got a number. And those numbers are deeply embedded in our client systems. The beauty of this approach, we think, is that we are not going to force people to change to our number. You can either make our number your number or you can link to our number. We kind of don't care which, but we'll carry a unique identifier that would help link it to other external data. So you've got these market masters. We'll help clean and maintain those. You've got hierarchy, parent-child relationships from the lowest level all the way up to the ultimate parent and eventually ultimate parent globally. And then this market sync process, which is our fancy word for matching. And it's not just because we can charge more. It's because there's more to it than just finding things that look alike. There's research involved. There's telephone calls. There's web research. Somehow, some way, we find a link. And then there's the ability to integrate that, based on that code number, integrate to other Nielsen measurement data or other external data that a client might license that they're trying to pull together.
So is this similar to like what DNB does for business information?
To a certain extent. From very high up, it's similar to what DNB does. DNB will look at it kind of as a vendor and credit management service. We're looking at this when you start to look at the brand hierarchies. Those aren't things that'll show up in a DNB file. So Diet Coke to Coca-Cola to the Coca-Cola Company to Minute Maid to all the various types of Minute Maid, that sort of thing is not something you'll find in a business file.
Right.
But the approach is very much the same. Have a master file, keep it maintained, have the hierarchy, and then have a way to link it to people's internal stuff. Where we think we're going in places that no one's really gone before is to have it very integratable to the rest of the market data and have it cover things that have yet to be coded. Entertainment properties, entertainment content, concepts, the idea of ESPN having a code number across all the different media that ESPN appears so somebody can understand from a consumer perspective everything I do with ESPN, whether it's radio, magazines, cable. That's the kind of level that we're going to start to code things.
Now, it sounds like you didn't have to do a lot of convincing to sell this idea. That was my next question. I wanted to ask how you sort of convinced your executive management to give you the time and resources to pursue these projects. It sounds like you had a kind of enlightened CEO, if I may say so.
Absolutely.
What really, was there anything, did you have to do any convincing? Or were there any other executives that you had to sort of get excited about this whole concept or try to merely explain this concept?
Well, explaining it, it ends up being very simple. What we do is we spend a lot of time explaining what it's not than what it is. So it's just this basic idea of being able to align everything and create this golden record. The company knows it needs to have to do this anyway. So we probably cover more things than any single client of ours could license because of our scope globally and because of the depth of all the types of businesses we're in. So the idea of having to come up with some kind of MDM approach is paramount for Nielsen to be able to just deliver on its current commitments and to really kind of drive the cost savings we're looking for to become a more integrated company and all those things that you would normally look at as benefits of an MDM solution. The piece that we're adding is the ability to kind of commercialize that externally. So we're in the data business. A lot of companies you talk to who are looking at MDM aren't in the data business. Mm-hmm. They're using customer data to manage their financial business, or they make shirts or cars or whatever they make. We make data. So the idea that we make data and then we can license this version of it to our clients really struck a vital chord with a lot of the executives at Nielsen who were trying to pull this stuff together. So.
This is a really challenging discipline, I know, for a lot of companies. Is this hard? It seems like it's going to be a challenge to pull all of this together, or do you think it's going to be easier?
It's hard, even though one of our guiding principles is simple. Simple doesn't mean easy. So
yeah.
It's it's hard. And when you were talking about, okay, what do we have to convince? Part of it is convince everybody as to how to prioritize this.
Right.
So on the one hand, we cover everything, but in that same hand, we cover everything. So right. Where do you start? How low do you go and how deep do you go? So that's been the prioritization process. And that's probably the most difficult part of this is, okay, where do we start? And then there's the classic kind of political, cultural hurdles that you would have with any MDM solution that's got governance. Okay, who's going to decide that single version of the truth? And we're finding we have multiple versions of the truth because everybody believes deeply in what they're. There's that emotional connection to managing a customer file and that's the same everywhere.
Yeah.
So when we go to clients, it's the same kind of thing. Mm. When you try and convince a prospect to outsource the maintenance of their master file, it's their master file. So, you know, Gladys has been tracking our customer hierarchy for the last 32 years. She knows better than, well, you got to get past Gladys and you got to somehow convince them that, look, there's part of this that really could be done by an outside source who, in our case, is already tracking so many other things for you. So if we're tracking your retail measurement data or we're tracking your ad expenditures, don't you want that stuff to align up to your own internal data? That's part of the story that we tell folks.
So have you decided where to start? Did you get to that prioritization?
Yeah, so we're starting with location because we have an established business in location in North America. We're launching Nielsen links for what they call the modern trade in China. So we're doing the first 350 cities, which if you know the China market, it's just beyond breathtaking. So 350 cities sounds like a lot of cities, but it's actually not that many cities.
Okay.
You go, 350 cities, how are we going to get there? So we're doing that, but that would be integratable to what we have in the U.S. And we're also pulling together kind of existing pockets of what's becoming our MDM practice across the globe. So we've got location in the U.S. and in Canada. We've got it in France and Germany. We're building it in China. So now the idea is, can we build a hierarchy on top of all that? That says Carrefour or Walmart or Ahold can roll up this same set of parent-child relationships so I can get a total view of Ahold in every country that they are in. The other part that we're focusing on is a U.S. media database. So the advertising agencies are trying to maintain their own vendor files. And those vendor files have TV stations and magazines and radio stations, and who knows more about TV stations than Nielsen. We've got a great list of TV stations, but it's buried in our ratings service. So taking it out of there and putting in a format that we can license it externally to agencies is what we're focusing on too. So U.S. media, global location, and then what we call a global brand hierarchy to do the same kind of thing for global brands, Nestle, Unilever, Procter & Gamble, be able to have that full hierarchy across countries.
I'm curious about how funding is working for all of this. Is the fact that it's going to be sort of commercialized helping to fund it internally, or who's funding it? Is it one big pot of funds?
Well, it's nice that we can go sell a version of this too, so that absolutely is going to help subsidize what we're trying to do. But again, we're based on this idea that we've got to do it anyway. So if people want more integrated insights from Nielsen to have their ad expenditures link up in a more seamless fashion with their retail measurement data, then we're working on the ways that those things connect. But again, the idea is let's do it not the old Nielsen way, which frankly would be, all right, it's going to be this little one-off and it'll work for this project and it'll work for this product. But let's do it with a more MDM approach that says we're going to do it the right way first and have this common golden record. And so the next set of products we want to develop will be able to use the same master file. But funding anywhere is, you know, it's tough no matter what business you're in. And it's new and there's investment first. So, but the idea that we can commercialize it and absolutely find a way to make this a revenue generating initiative for us, I think is pretty unique.
So I'd like to talk about sort of your project roadmap. Where are you now? It's late June 2008 when we're talking. And this podcast will be legendary and around for years. So where are you now with the project, and sort of what are your milestones that you're looking out into the future? What's your schedule like for this?
So we're obviously out there in the marketplace talking to folks and just kind of getting some kind of validation on the concept. And I'd have to say it is unanimous when we go into the ad agency space or the media space, and a lot of folks we've talked to that just say somebody needs to do this. So from a commercialization perspective, we're getting a lot of validation there, and now we have to build it to there and basically try and get their requirements too. Okay, what would you be looking for from this? Internally, we're working on, as any MDM process would work on, okay, what do we have already? And that's probably been one of the most tedious parts of this is our internal operations folks figuring out what we already have. So we have databases of lists of databases. When we started on this, I met a group that was finding ways to unduplicate efforts. They found three other groups that were out there trying to unduplicate efforts. So it's a big company and it grew by acquisition and it's all over the globe. So you have these kind of issues. So right now we're getting these catalogs of, okay, what do we already cover? And how many ways do we cover it? And who should really be the prevailing source? And how do we converge all these systems, all this data, in a way that'll really drive our MDM process? But very importantly, how do we make sure that the existing services don't change or don't miss a beat? We still have clients. We still have delivery that we've got to do. So it's not like we can kind of pause for 6 months, rebuild this, and then, you know, go off and relaunch everything based on this new piece. So there's a real parallel. There's multiple parallel paths going on here. The ratings come out every day, so we can't stop that. And that can't miss a single beat, because that's what really the heart of the Nielsen business is. All those the retail measurement data can't stop for a minute, but how do you change trains while they're moving is what we're really dealing with.
Yeah. So do you have a sort of timeline in mind for when you'll come out with the first one, or you haven't gotten that far yet?
So we're hoping by the end of this year that we'll have a media master out and then this retail location master for global hierarchy. The China location piece is going to be launched in November. October, November. Got moved a little bit because some of what's going on in China. So by the end of the year, we should have three or four of these services out there across the domains that we're in.
One thing you were mentioning earlier is that you're pursuing a lot of partnerships and alliances, and sort of a question that I was going to ask is, what kind of technology are you using to drive the solution? But it sounds like you have some sort of interoperability. You're working with a lot of different technology partners on that. What are you working on with them? What are these alliances about?
So our basic approach is, because we're coming at MDM from a content perspective, and if we went to a prospect, we'd say, this is not about a new system. You got a license. It's not about a new software. It's not about consulting. We'll be consultative in our approach, but it's about content. So this content's got to live somewhere. So as we built this other service, this link service on retail location, we built a real network effect out of going to the major enterprise services companies, if it's SAP and Siebel and, you know, folks like that, and say, we've got mutual clients. They're using our stuff and your stuff. They're figuring it out one by one because we're not system integrators. We're just the data. So let's figure out a more syndicatable way to have our stuff fit in yours. So a lot of people talk about how they're agnostic or neutral. We truly are because we're right in the middle. I mean, our data will be in somebody's system. And we've got folks whose job it is to get our data behind the firewall of the client. But behind that firewall are existing systems, and we've got to work with them. So we go proactively out there to try and build this network. There's kind of two levels of it, too. There's the big national or big enterprise players like an SAP, but then there's a lot of domain-specific kind of niche players that work only with a certain set of clients. There are, in the advertising agency world, there are a couple of companies that have what they call stewardship systems. They're very specific to just ad agencies. There are companies that have CRM tools for store reporting in the consumer packaged goods worlds that work just with brokers. We want to find those folks, too. So you build this whole network effect, if you will.
All right. Now you've touched on some of them, but what has been your biggest challenge so far in all of this?
It has been trying to figure out what we've got and how to start. And it continues, you know, that continues to be it. The idea of it just grows and grows. And internally, what's been exciting is, I think we were always in the MDM business. We just didn't realize it. And a lot of our clients knew it because they've said, we want to use Nielsen data for this. But you find these pockets of kind of disciples within Nielsen that go, yeah, if we could only link these two pieces together. And we've got an entertainment group. There's two different entertainment services that are in L.A. They're in the same building. On the 9th floor, they've got one list of movie titles, and on the 11th floor, they got a different list of movie titles. And they're going, you know, if the 9th floor could only talk to the 11th floor, we'd really get going somewhere. So it's finding these literally dozens and dozens of different little linkages that people want to try and pull together, but just saying, okay, so we got to get this whole catalog. What's the comprehensive list of everything that we really want to focus on? And then how do we start?
And so that's your group that's going around and having these conversations?
We're doing it concurrently with the operations folks. So the operations folks are doing it, saying, all right, what kind of system needs do you have? What are the true hurdles to try and drive the integration? And then I'm doing it, finding the business people who are going, all right, if we had this, we could sell this much more, or our clients would be that much happier. Or the revenue part is great, as I had mentioned before, but what it also does is kind of lay this foundation for integratability to other Nielsen services. So if everybody's on that same page and everybody's working off the same data and all those kind of cliched aspirations that folks have, you do get that situation, it really does work. So how do we get our data layered into people's operating systems so the next thing they want from us or the next analytics that they want to try and create is that much more integratable? That makes sense.
So it sounds like you found some ways to overcome this challenge of figuring out what you have, like this sort of two-pronged approach. That was interesting, having technical people talk to some people and you're talking to business people.
Yeah.
And you feel like that's been working for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So and I think in most cases, if you compare us to what probably other companies are doing from an MDM implementation side, they'll talk to the business people, but it's more about, okay, what data do you need, information do you need, insight do you need to drive your business? Oh, I wish I had a full customer hierarchy. We're doing it from, okay, what data could we create that we could then license? Because, yeah, we make data.
Yeah.
So.
And what's been your biggest success so far? And maybe that maybe we just talked about that a little bit.
Well, I think it's been this validation we've gotten from the marketplace that, you know, very seasoned, somewhat jaded, well-experienced folks in worlds that I had never been before, coming from the retail side, just say, we've been waiting for somebody to do this. If you talk to the advertising agencies, they're waiting for somebody to get this done. And what's clear is the opportunity is pretty palpable because there's a lot of smart folks in that world and nobody's done it yet. And part of the challenge is nobody has the base data to do it. And we really do. So that's where we think we, you know, that's been that validation process has been the most success.
And so finally, what have you learned during this process that could help others pursuing an MDM project? Obviously, not everybody has the data that Nielsen has, like you said. But at a general level, what advice do you think you could share to sort of help other people along with their programs?
Well, I think part of it is, you know what you're good at. Know what you should really do yourself and figure out what somebody else should do. Part of this is going to sound a bit like a sales pitch, but we dealt a lot with the standards folks. We've dealt a lot with data synchronization, a lot of these system providers. And we found out that everybody does want to see everything one way, their way. So it's really deciding, okay, what is that one way to look at things? But then how do you make it integratable with everything else? I think the challenge that we've had on where to start, that ends up being a big problem that people jump into, and you got to get some kind of action. What can you get done in 90 days rather than 2 years from now? Because if you've been in any of these businesses long enough, you know, okay, we're on this big project and it's 2 years later and we still haven't really gotten anywhere and management changed and everything's turned over and now we got to start all over again. So it's really, okay, what are these small wins you can really pick up to prove that this stuff will work? For us, it's probably a little easier because, again, we're in the data business. So two products integrate better. Boom, that's a win.
Anything else to add about all of this? We've talked a lot.
No, I can't really. I think we've covered a lot of the big points here. So I really appreciate the time to be able to come in and talk about what we're trying to do.
And thank you so much for sharing all of this candid sharing about your MDM program, Nielsen Links. Scott Taylor, Executive Vice President of Nielsen Links. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if you have your own story, thought, or idea to share, please email us anytime using that email link on the page where you downloaded this podcast. You have been listening to an exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast interview about MDM at the Nielsen Company. My name is Hannah Smoltrie, Senior Site Editor of SearchDataManagement.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.